It's Monday, the 31st of August, 2015. Thanks for tuning in to this very special REM Career Appreciation episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
Smart boy, got a mind like a steel trap, full of mice.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. REM's very first album, Murmur, from 1983. That was We Walk, a great song off that record, and a great way to open up this here very special REM Career Appreciation episode of The Sounds in My Head. That's right, this entire episode of the show, nothing but REM music. And I'm going to do something kind of unusual. I'm going to play a sampling of REM from all through their entire career in order. So we're just going to go sequentially. So that was We Walk off of their first album, Murmur. And then we're going to just play songs I like off of subsequent albums until we get to their most recent and final album, which came out in 2011, actually the same year that they disbanded about 4 years ago, because they disbanded in September of 2011. And here we are, almost September of 2015. And so thought it was a good time to look back. I played that REM cover on the last episode of the show, and I was like kind of thinking maybe I should do an REM episode or something. And then I decided that there's just too much great REM music, and I should just do an entire episode of nothing but REM. And why not just do kind of a career retrospective looking back at how great REM was. Now, a few things about REM. I'm not going to play something off of every album because there's a lot of albums, and these guys were really prolific. You know, for most of the 80s, they released an album a year. And then in the 90s, it was like every year, every other year. and then they sort of slowed down a bit in the 2000s, but still, they released a ton of albums, and most albums would have, like, a handful of just crazy good songs. So it's, like, really great, you know, what you think of when you think of R.E.M.-type songs, and then they have, like, a lot of just middling kind of songs, and I always thought that that was a weird thing about R.E.M., because most bands, it seemed like, had a more, you know, mix of, like, good songs, pretty good songs, great songs, like, not so good songs, and R.E.M., it was just kind of, like, middling songs and awesome songs. So when it comes time to choosing what to play on the show, it's like, oh, is this going to be songs and bands I might have missed? No, pretty much no. This is all going to be songs you're familiar with. If you like R.E.M. at all, this is not like an episode of mostly deep cuts from weird B-sides and stuff that you've never heard before. I'm going to sprinkle a little of that in, just some of my favorites of those kinds of things. But I think R.E.M., it's one of these bands, like I was saying, because their hits were so good and most of it was just kind of middling. You know, they're known for their best material. I think R.E.M. Uniquely in that way. A lot of other bands have, like, you know, such a broad mix of content that some of it's really strong and some of it's not as strong. R.E.M., it's like their best songs were on their albums and you already know them. So that's mostly what we're going to hear. But it's nice to go back and listen to it all. So think of this as like a best of R.E.M., according to me, kind of thing. And of course, I'm leaving out lots of stuff, you know, whatever. But I'm only putting on great stuff. So you have that to look forward to. Speaking of, we're going to skip a couple albums. They had Reckoning in 84 and Fables of the Reconstruction in 85, but we're going to skip ahead to Life's Rich Pageant, which I think is actually the first R.E.M. record I ever got. Came out in 1986, still one of my favorites, and we're going to hear two tracks from it that were early favorites of mine from R.E.M. and still a couple of my favorite R.E.M. songs. I Am Superman and Fall on Me, probably the two hits off the record from Life's Rich Pageant right now, where else but on this special R.E.M. career appreciation episode of The Sounds of My Head with I Am Superman and Fall on Me.
Buy the sky and sell Music business and radio and all that stuff has finally caught up with us. It's not like we're doing something that's extraordinarily ahead of its time, but it's taken them the entire 80s to be able to accept music that's not kind of predisposed towards radio.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Self-churn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox, beat grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down high. Wire in a fire representing seven games in a government for hire at a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team my team reporters babble Trump, tethered crop. Look at that, no plane. Fine, then, uh-oh, overflow. Population common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend. Right, right, you patriotic, slam, fight, right, like feeling, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
6 o'clock, TV hour, don't get caught in four towers, slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, churn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate, automotive centerate, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel, crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear, a tournament of lies, offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, that, right?
Right. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Lifts his coffee to his lips, and he pours me Coca-Cola. And the woman at the window bends down and she touches her shoe, and she thinks that I am looking at her, but I see the train. And I got there at 11 to try to buy a ticket, but the people were all queued up all around the block, and they were smelling funny because they skipped breakfast and they couldn't stand it, but their coffee wasn't cold, and they stood there and they got in.
Baggy trousers.
Baggy trousers.
baggy trash.
Baggy the man mice. Behind the counter lifts his coffee to try and toast me, and he thinks that I am a dope-faced boy. But I've got a ticket and I'm going to sell it to him as the scalper would on the street. I got about 120 pounds for it, and that equals $240 if you were in the United States of America, which is the politically correct way to say America.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
All right, after Fall on Me back there, we heard perhaps REM's best song, It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, came off their 1987 album Document, the last of their albums on the IRS label. And we also heard Exhuming McCarthy from that same record. After Document, they came out with Green in 1988. That was their debut on Warner Brothers. It had some great songs on it, like Stand, you probably remember that one. And then in 91, they came out with Out of Time, which had like Losing My Religion. And, you know, anyway, you're familiar with all these songs and albums, whatever. After that, though, I didn't play anything off of Green or Out of Time. I did play Bingo Handjob, which was really just a pseudonym for REM, that was on an album called Tom's Album in 1991, which was an entire album of covers of Susan Vega's Tom's Diner. And REM did that version of Tom's Diner called Tom's? And pretty funny. That's one of those deeper cuts you might have missed if you, not many of those on here, but that was one of them. Okay, up next, Automatic for the People from 1992. I think it holds up as their best album. That's not necessarily universally agreed upon, but I think the sheer number of super five-star tracks on that thing really set it apart. And we're going to hear a couple right now. First, Man on the Moon. Such a great song about Andy Kaufman. Then we're going to hear The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight, two of my favorite songs off the record, though there are many. So without further ado, more REM right here on this REM appreciation episode of The Sounds of My Head. Man on the Moon and Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight.
Are you having fun? If you believe,
believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pines? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Baby, we'll be right back. the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight. In the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight. Darling, don't cry, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my darling, don't cry, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight.
Photograph underneath broken picture glass, tender face of black and white, beautiful, haunting sight. Looked into an angel's smile, captivated all the while. From her hair and clothes she wore, I place her in between. Lost behind where all things fall. Broken books and calendars, letters stripped in careful hand.
Music to a standard tune by some forgotten big brass band. From the threshold, what's to see of our brave new century? When television's just dream, radio, silver screen, big smile for the camera. How did she know? A moment could be lost forever, forevermore.
Ooh. time. Was she fearful in her day? Was she hopeful? Did she pray? Were there skeletons inside? Family secrets sworn to hide. Did she feel the heat that stirs? Fall from grace and wavering days? Was she tempted to
It's kind of, a lot of records are cerebral, a lot of records are from the heart. This one's more from the crotch. It's kind of a dick record. Can you say dick?
I don't know, can we hear it?
Oh, glances. And here's my appeal. I need a chance, a second chance, a third chance.
After the Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight back there, we heard The Lion Sleeps Tonight. You know, the token song, as covered right there by R.E.M. That came off of a Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight single, which came out in 93. Automatic for the People came out in late 92. Singles and stuff are still appearing in early 93. So, Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight, and then the single for that had The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Very good. Then we had a deeper cut, R.E.M. featuring 10,000 Maniacs' very own Natalie Merchant with the song Photograph, which came off of an out-of-print album from 93 called Born to Choose. It was a pro-choice charity album that had a bunch of bands on it that you probably heard of. Most of it's pretty terrible, but I thought Photograph actually holds up to this day. Still a good song. I remembered it being good, and it is good. That's a good song. Then after Photograph, we heard two songs off their 1994 album Monster. They'd gone acoustic-y and mandolins and stuff for so long. And then with Monster, it was really a return to their earlier form of just being a rock band. We heard two songs, What's the Frequency, Kenneth, one of my favorite all-time REM songs, and Strange Currencies, both excellent songs off of 1994's Monster. Okay, after Monster, they had New Adventures in Hi-Fi in 96, which I'm not playing anything from. Pretty forgettable record, actually. That album didn't even have any super standout tracks on it, in my opinion. And then in 98, they did a weird thing. Michael Stipe appeared with Space Hog. Do you remember Space Hog? Yeah, those guys. They had an album in 1998 that no one remembers called The Chinese Album, and it had a song on it called Almond Kisses. So technically, the song, I guess, is technically a Space Hog song. So this defies the theme of the episode of just being all REM songs a bit. But basically, it could be an REM song, and Michael Stipe is the singer on it. So we're going to hear it. I was so starved for deep cuts or rare things to put on that are actually good that I thought this one was actually pretty good. So Almond Kisses right here. It's actually Space Hog, but we're going to call it REM because it features Michael Stipe. Almond Kisses from the Chinese Album from 1998.
Humid to the nipple, his conscience she topples to the floor. Ice cold tingles in the morning. It's passion, she sparks the fire for more. Almond kisses, best kiss you ever had. Almond kisses, come back. Back to me, back to me, come back to me. Up the overage. Directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei awakes up. Talk of circadian rhythm. I see today with the newsprint gray, my night is colored. Say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine light. It's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint gray, my night is colored.
They're beautiful and much more. It's easy to dismiss, so what's it all about, crowd? There is no doubt, it's this here now. And you close your eyes, he's not coming back. So you work it out, overfeed the cat. And the plants are dry, and they need to drink. So you do your best, and you flood the sink. Sit down in the kitchen and cry. Now you've worked it out, and you see it all. And you've worked it out, and you see it all. And you want to shout. Now the universe left you for a runner's lap. It feels like home when it comes crashing back. And it makes you laugh, and it makes you cry. When London falls and you're still alive, the radio stutters, it makes you laugh. And the aftermath, open up your eyes, you're so alive.
I thought it was really obvious that it was not a love song at all.
The One I Love is a very vicious breakup song, and it's very cold and cruel.
It was always kind of amusing to play it in concerts. You know, you start that song and the guys would hug their girlfriend, kiss their girlfriend. It's like, well, you don't really understand.
And that's fine. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, Michael writes a song about whatever he thinks it's about, and then whatever you think is about is what it's about. You know, we're not trying to beat anybody over the head with message or meaning or anything like that. It's the best music is one that you can take and adapt to your own life or to your own experience. And it has to mean something to you. Whatever it means to us is not nearly as important as what it means to you.
For me, it's about E minor to D to G to C.
It's quiet now, and what it brings is everything.
shadow of necklace across your thigh. I might have lived my life in a dream, but I swear this is real. The memory fuses and shatters like glass. We carry our future, forget the past. But you, it's what I feel. You might have laughed if I told you.
Everybody here comes from somewhere that they would just as soon forget in disguise. At the summer camp where you volunteered, no one saw your face, no one saw your fear. If that apparition had just appeared, took you up and away from the space. Humiliation of your teenage station. Nobody cares, no one remembers, and nobody cares. And you cried and you cried. He's alive, he's alive.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Space Hog's Almond Kisses featuring Michael Stipe, we heard Day Sleeper. That came off their 1998 album Up, which that's certainly my favorite song off that record. It's a great song. It kind of epitomizes the sound of REM to me or something. I really, really love Day Sleeper. I think I heard that like the first time I heard it, I was like, love it, give me more, you know. Always a big fan. Then after Up in 98, they came out with Reveal in 2001, which I'm not playing anything from. Sorry, skipping it. This album, this episode is so long as it is. It's almost random what I'm deciding to play and not play. But in 2004, they had another album. It was called Around the Sun. And actually, that was the very first year I was doing The Sounds of My Head. And I played Leaving New York from that album, which I also played again today. So that song's been on the show twice now. But pretty far apart, so I think it's okay. So yeah, so Around the Sun, 2004, we heard Aftermath, and then Leaving New York. And Aftermath, one of my favorites from that record as well, maybe a little more overlooked because I don't think it was a single, but it's got a kind of a subtle catchiness. It gets stuck in my head, even though it's not quite the pop sensation-y type thing that you might expect. Okay, after Around the Sun, they came out with Accelerate in 2008, and from it, we heard Supernatural Super Serious just before I started blabbering on. And that's a great song off of an otherwise not really, you know, I think at the time I didn't even rate all the songs from it. It just was sort of like a whatever. Okay, finishing up this special extra long all REM career appreciation episode of The Sounds of My Head, one last song from their last album, Collapse Into Now, came out in 2011 before they disbanded in September. And we're going to hear Uberlin. It's a great song. And finishes up their career on a high note. That's eventually, you know, why did they break up? Where, you know, the four guys, super good friends. Sure, the drummer bowed out earlier, but still, you know, they stayed together as a band. And why did they break up? They didn't feel like it was the end of anything. They just were like, we don't want to peter out. We want to just go out with a bang. So they did in 2011 with Collapse Into Now. And pretty solid for a final album release. They just certainly don't sound like, you know, old dudes or something. I should note, they formed as a band in 79, which, you know, quite a few years before their first album came out, but same year I was born. Pretty impressive to me how long they were a band. And a good band, a great band that churned out, you know, awesome songs on every record. Finishing up this REM career appreciation episode with Uberlin from Collapse Into Now, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Hey, now, take your pills and hey, now, make your breakfast. No collision, no intrusion. My imagination run away. I know, I know, I know what I am chasing. I know, I know that this is changing me. I am flying on a star.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Winged Mammal Theme, Organ Song, Mandolin Strum, and New Orleans Instrumental No. 2, all by R.E.M. The music I'm talking over right now, Fruity Organ, also by R.E.M. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about and where to buy it at thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can also find links there for where to follow me on social media, which is a way you can contact me, or you can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.